Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
Hey there, everybody. It is Rock in the Suburbs. I am Patrick Foster, and with me to cap off our January 2022 new music review is a guy you might have heard of.
Hey.
Jim Linehan.
I'm Jim. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jim. Right. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How's 2023 going for you?
Pretty well. We got through the holidays pretty well. We did have to move our Christmas tree out of the living room because our beagle was eating it. And so we had Christmas kind of down the hall behind a closed door.
Eating a real tree, not a fake tree.
No, it was an artificial tree that she was eating. Ornaments, lights,
ooh,
anything.
That can't be good.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
No, it wasn't good. Yeah, there was some interesting stuff on the walks after that. Yeah. How did Shadow enjoy the holiday?
Just fine. He really didn't. We got him like one present, you know, like dog treats or whatever in the thing, and he loved ripping open the wrapping because you know, like when there was something actually like organic in there that he could smell, then it was like, and we said it was okay, you know, because he's at this age now. He's almost 4 years old, where he's kind of. He's pretty much out of like all of his puppiness, right? It's he's still kind of hyper, but he now is he realizes he's at this point now where he knows he has to get permission for things. Like, you know, he sort of knows what is right and wrong. So it's like, are you sure I can tear into this? He looks at you like, yes, go ahead. Yeah, and he does it. Yeah.
Go for it, buddy. That's funny.
So all right, so 2023. Who would have thought we'd have lived this long, this age of wonder? I don't know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's right.
And just want to say thanks to everybody who's called in with all their picks. There's so many good picks, and it's amazing to have this group doing it. So very exciting.
It's great, and I think as you said, Patrick, like the sheer like breadth of it. You know how different in scope. You know, all the picks are when you put them together collectively. It's just amazing to me.
It's amazing. And we do have a playlist that we're putting together, and we are going to send that out to everybody. So get ready. I think we're in the last two, Jim.
It's so cool. Okay. All right. So how are we doing this now?
Well, I'm very anxious to hear what you have chosen for album and song of the
year.
Okay.
So you want me to do both of those? Okay.
Why don't we do our songs, and then we can do the albums.
My song of the year came out back in February.
Wow.
And it is by a band called Black Country New Road. You are familiar with
them.
British band. And
they
put out this album. It's a really interesting album called Ants From Up There. And there's a number of really good songs on there. But the one that I want to focus on is one I think... people who are fans of this band have really latched onto. It's this song called The Place Where He Inserted the Blade. Thank you.
side of the world where you're needed, so you never made nice with the locals. But you tied me up slow with your vine stuff. It takes a few years, but they break bones. It takes a few months, but our bones heal. We're stronger, we tell all our school friends, and they sign our cast in the playground. Darling, the rest of my body, it's yours then. Time I try to make lunch for anyone else in my head, I end up dreaming of you, and you come to me. Good morning.
All right, there you go. And it's a long song. It's like a 7-minute song, right?
It is.
But I just love how it builds, how there's just so much like emotion in this song. You know, it starts quiet, it just gets, you know, it doesn't just go from like quiet to loud. There's like a whole like sort of middle part too, where it's just increasing in intensity, right? It's just such a powerful song. It's one of those songs that you wouldn't think like, oh, that's my favorite song of the year because it's so, you know, poppy or makes me feel good or whatever. It's just right. Like, no, it's not that kind of song at all. But man, once you hear it, it's like, I got to hear that song again. And I'm going to hear that song again. You know, it's just so intense. And it's about like, you know, pain and hurt and trauma, but also like healing and connection and support. You know, it's just, you know, it's also like one of those songs that you can listen to it. I feel like each time you listen to it, you might hear like one little thing you didn't hear before. You know, it's like that kind of a piece, you know. It's also in 3/4 time. It's either 3/4, 6/8. I don't know. I think that's the same thing. But it has that kind of looping kind of feeling from that, you know, sort of waltzy looping kind of feeling, which reminds me of a band we both like, we went to see, called Spiritualized.
Yes.
Who have a lot of songs like that. And I think of it, you know, I think of this song or this band kind of in the same vein as them. So there you go. Great. There's my song of the year.
Yeah. It's a great, great song. I love it. And I love that record. And I will say, too, to add to that, I love the singing. The vocals on it are very expressive, and you can really feel those emotions that you were talking about coming out in the vocals. It almost like drips from the song itself. It's really, really powerful. That's a great, great record. It really is. Really, really one of those ones that you can listen to it a lot, and still there's so much in it when you go back to listen to it again. It's so rich with detail, like you said. It's really great. Cool. My pick is, my song for the year is not too far off of some of the things that we're talking about. The Black Country New Road song was about, but it's put together in a very, very different way.
Okay.
And I think it's just so 2022. And the song is called 100% Endurance, and it's by Yard Act. And it came out on their album called The Overload.
I was woken by a bang, and I could already taste the pain, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Oh yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible, they played it on a loop. We couldn't believe it. Basically, they discovered that there were others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets and other species who had other gods that they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, and every one of them, not one, could give any hint of a clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is, and that's beautiful. I find it humbling, sincerely, yeah. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else. Someone else. Something new. Someone bullshit, but it's true. Come on, come on, come on, come on, yeah. Now we're off to meet them, so pack your weapons. Don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
It's alright, I've fought more wars than I've had on dinners.
Sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and we'd already have achieved it if everyone was as enlightened as me. It's hippie bullshit, but it's true. Watch me explode.
So there it is, Yard Act, 100% endurance. And later in the song, he goes on to say, death is coming for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, you're really feeling it. Give it everything you've got, knowing that you can't take it with you. And all you ever needed to exist has always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit, cut it with 100% endurance. So I totally agree with that sentiment. These are rough times. We're living in a lot of every day. It's depressing as hell to even look at the news and stuff. Ugh. But the human spirit though is enough to keep us going, and I love that song. I just think it's so catchy, and how can you not love a song that starts off with the guy saying, whose sofa was this, where are my shoes, what did I do last night? Totally relatable,
right?
And the whole Yard Act record is great. The lyrics are so sharp. And I will say, there's something weird going on with them and Elton John, because there's a little EP that came out, and there's another version of this song that says the Elton John version, but it doesn't have Elton John on it. It's just like they took clips from Elton John speaking and kind of inserted it at different places. And then they covered Tiny Dancer for the third track on the EP.
That's funny.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
I love the instrumentation. I love the arrangement of that song. And yeah. It kind of almost has a trip-hop kind of feel mm-hmm. to it, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It really does. It's got that kind of, definitely sounds like they've absorbed a lot of that music.
Yeah, dig it. And that came out, another one from early in the year. I'm looking, it came out in January of last year. Yeah.
It just kept hanging around for me. It kept hanging around. So love that song a lot. So that's my pick. 100% endurance, folks. That's what we need.
That's great. Okay, before we do my album pick, I do want to give a shout out to one other song that I'm kind of obsessed with from last year, which is Angel Olsen's song called Big Time.
Yes.
It's called, it's kind of this perfect little country waltz kind of song, and very like Patsy Cline sort of influence, and it's really just, I don't know how to describe it other than just like, it's just really endearing and just a perfect little song. And so check that out when you can.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Okay, now speaking of country, my album pick, I know that I believe someone else has picked this as well, but I have not heard the person's description of it or rationale. But my album pick of the year, it was going to be Wet Leg. That was a contender for a long time.
Me
and
too.
I would be proud to pick that because it was really cool.
Yep.
But I decided to go with Orville Peck, Bronco.
Oh, okay.
The reason being, I just find this album just so engaging. Like once you start any of the songs on there, you can't stop it. You got to listen to the whole song.
I know, it's incredible.
And you know, I the other thing, I give him a lot of credit. There's 15 songs on here, and you would think, if you didn't know, if I told you the story, you know, here's this guy who wears a mask and he's, you know, doesn't really necessarily have a country background, but he's coming at this and doing this like sort of old country kind of crooner-ish kind of thing or whatever, you'd be like, okay, that would be nice for like an EP maybe.
Yeah.
But this is one or two songs.
Right.
But this is his second album, and it has 15 songs, and I think they're all really solid songs. Like,
it's amazing.
You know, there's just a lot of different textures, a lot of different feelings on here. He's definitely not a one-note artist. And the other thing, you know, sort of getting back to the mask and all that stuff too, you know, for someone who hides or conceals his identity, I feel like these songs are really like, you know, we kind of all hate this word, but they're kind of like, they feel authentic to me. They feel like real and pure and not, you know, not like he's just putting something on, you know. Maybe he is, but it doesn't come through in here. It feels sincere to me, you know. It sounds sincere. So
totally agree.
The one There's some really good stuff on here. One song I really like is this song called Lafayette, which is this kind of like cowboy song. You know, it's really cool. There's some really, really good ballad kind of stuff on here, like The Curse of the Blackened Eye.
Yeah.
It's a great ballad. There's some other ones on here as well. But the one I want to play, to me, has kind of an Elvis vibe almost kind of to it. It's called Come On Baby Cry.
I can see the sadness in your eyes. You've been trying to hide what you left behind. They say it's darkest before the dawn, but you've been smiling for so long. A thousand teardrops can't be wrong, no. I don't want you to be afraid. Let me see you cry. Oh, I got an hour or so. Take my hand and let it go. Call me up anytime. Come on, baby, cry. Tell you're a sad boy just like me. Baby, don't deny what your poor heart needs. Been so long since he called your name. On the run from a losing game. Just bat your eyes, baby.
There you go, and I mentioned Elvis. I kind of get the vibe from the vocals so much on that, but really, musically, it really kind of sounds like a great Wrecking Crew song. You know what
it
I mean?
It does. I was going to say the same thing. I'm not going to be able to listen to that song the same now after you said that, because I hadn't thought, I mean, I always thought more of like Marty Robbins, Johnny Cash kind of a feeling, but now that you say that, that totally makes sense. I can definitely see that. James Burton on guitar and that whole kind of a thing, yes.
Yes, brilliant. It has like that kind of Hal Blaine drum kind of stuff going on and everything. Yeah,
yeah,
it really
just
does.
Effortless.
I mean, it almost weird way. It kind of reminds me of Glenn Campbell. You know, it's like there's a lot of great stuff on here. Anyway, there's another song I really like called Any Turn, Hexy Mountains. Really good stuff. It's just one of those albums that you put it on, and it really pulls you in. It's like, you know, it's engrossing kind of record. You know, you're like, what is this? And the more you listen to it, I don't know. It's like you can't turn away. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I like that. Yeah, I like that
absolutely.
One a lot.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, now that you and Mackenzie have picked that album, it definitely enshrines it in the very top echelon of the year. There's no doubt about that. That was another one that was up there for me. Yeah, and it's so interesting, this record. I mean, Daytona Sand is like, if you just wrote that song in your career, you'd be like, well, I just wrote one of the greatest songs ever of all time.
That's a really good one, too, and that kicks off the record. And the thing I love about that song is it's called Daytona Sand, and it even the guitar in it has this almost like surf guitar vibe in like the smallest dose, like just a little bit, right? It's a perfect little touch, yeah.
It's really brilliant, too, in the sense that it's carried so much by his singing, but the songwriting is equally strong, and it's not like he's just singing the phone book or whatever. It's really great. It really, really
I think
is.
That's what, to me, is really impressive about it. These are great little, like, nuggets of songs, you know? They're just they're just really well-crafted and written and very tight. You know, it's very tight songwriting. I appreciate that a lot. Says the guy who picked the seven-minute song. For the
that's right
favorite song, but you know
you
what I'm
some
getting
of
at.
Each. Yeah, I do, and all those songs are right around 3 minutes or 3:20, and it's just so enjoyable to listen to. It really is.
You can put this record on. You can put down Bronco on when you're just sitting by yourself in like a darkened room, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or you could put it on at a party with a lot of people, and I think it works mm-hmm. in both settings.
I totally agree with that. Or when you're driving in the car.
Well, there's that too. Yeah.
It's great too. Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. That's what Mackenzie was talking about too. Fantastic choice. I'm going to go for my album of 2022. And this one came out in September. And at first, I didn't like it very much. And I'll tell you why. The artist is Sudan Archives. And the artist is now going by that exclusively. But her name is Brittany Parks. And she's a violinist. And she put out an album in 2019 called Athena. Mm-hmm. And she did all the instruments and everything on it. She did vocals, synthesizer, bass, percussion, all this stuff. And then her new album came out in September, and it's called Natural Brown Prom Queen. Well, I should say, let me step back one step. The first album, Athena, had a lot heavier African influence than the new one does. And it was based on a lot of West African music and Sudanese fiddlers, apparently. So literally a violin players from Sudan. But this new one's called Natural Brown Prom Queen, and it mixes a lot more modern pop music into the record, and it started to grow on me and grow on me and grow on me. Then I really started to fall in love with it, and there's tons of people on this record, and there are some little interludes here and there, but it mixes jazz, and it does have the African influence. It's still there, but it's down to a different amount, and it's woven inside of this sort of modern pop music. So I felt like it was a really it's just a great, great record, and it's very unusual. There's not a lot, at least that I heard this year, that sounds anything like it. And of course, I'm a sucker for African music and all that stuff, and I love modern takes on it. But this one takes it closer to pop. But once you kind of get past the initial, there's almost like a unfamiliarness to it when you start listening to it. Like, at least for me, my sensibilities were kind of thrown askew, and I couldn't really figure out where to rest or how to get a perspective on it. But then once it opened up for me, it just kept going and going and going. And that's my pick, Natural Brown Prom Queen by Sudan Archives. The song Selfish Soul is a pretty good example of kind of what's going on. Yeah, it's a really cool record, and I guess a reference point might be MIA, but it's really great. Yeah, and it's kind of hard to describe, but there's also a lot of slower songs, and there's a little bit of hearkening back to her original, the first album, but obviously she's grown in many, many ways, and I just think it's a great achievement.
That's cool. All right, great. All right, so now what?
2023,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So people now, are we doing January new music? Is that happening?
I don't think we will. Okay. I think we'll pick that up for February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's generally not a whole lot of new releases in January. It kind of picks up next month, right? Yeah, okay. All right, cool. Well, I would also like to thank everyone who has submitted 2022 picks.
Yeah.
And looking forward
Me too.
To the new year. All right, then let's get out of here.
Sounds good.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you later. Are you sure I can tear into this? It looks at you like, yes, go ahead. Yeah, and then he does it.